I'm Stone Phillips, and I'm back on a new show. At the moment, I don't recall its name, but rest assured, it's not Dateline. I'm standing here in a much cheaper suit in the small town of Mankato, Minnesota, where locals claim Jesus, yes, the Son of God, still lives today. Patrick Buchanan, a local barber, claims he was first tipped off to the whereabouts of Jesus when one day he was looking for his buddy Bill Jesper's name in the Mankato phone book. And lo and behold, there was the name Jesus. No last name, just Jesus, and a local phone number. Buchanan began asking around town if anyone knew if the Jesus in the phone book was the real Jesus or just another Mexican who was full of himself. And that's where our story begins. The story of Jesus, our Lord and Senior. As best as we can tell, Minnesota Jesus is 2,040 years old and has been collecting Social Security for a record 1,975 years. But what was most surprising about our time with the aging deity is that he's not much different than every other old man you know. He's cranky, he's ornery, he's feisty, he's wise beyond his 2,000 years, and he just so happens to possess the power of miracle. In addition, he's not Dateline's biggest interview to date. The following are key excerpts of my fireside chat with Old Man Jesus. So how are you, Jesus?
Oh, I can't complain. But it wouldn't do thy any good anyway. Excuse me for one second. Hey, you kids! Get off my lawn! Sorry about that, Stone.
Actually, Jesus, I think people watching would like to know what you had to complain about.
Well, shucks, Stone. My back, my trick knee, tight pants, loose pants, the fluctuating status of the McRib, false idols. And have thou seeneth the garbage they put on television these days? Let's see, what else? Rock and roll music? Oh, you can't even find a restaurant that serves men anymore. The garbage they put on television, did I mention that? The price of myrrh these days? I mean, nudge me when thou has wisheth me to stop. Oh, and don't even get me started. Thee started on the government. Hey, excuse me one second there, Stone. Hey, what did I tell you kids about my lawn? Now get off of it!
Little trouble with the neighbor kids, huh?
Oh, yes. You want a complaint? There's one for thee. Today's youth. The parents giveth these kids today everything they want. When I was a kid, one knew the value of a sheepskin. Why, I was lucky to have a new pair of sandals most years. Do you know I had to walk to school, across water, upstream, both ways when I was a kid? Of course, my birthday always fell on Christmas. Not that we could afford two presents anyway. And in my day, if I wanted to cure lepers after school, I had to find thine own ride home.
If you're really Jesus, why have you been in hiding all these years?
Hiding? Oh, no, I've been around, Stone. People just haven't been looking, that's all. I even have a part-time job. Yes, sir, I'm a greeter at Walmart. Though I tell you, the wages they pay, it ought to be a sin. I make it fun, though. Every Friday at 3, and only for a few minutes, the water aisle just so happens to become a wine aisle. It's a hoot. Hey, boys, last time, seriously, off the lawn. Stone, as you were saying.
Why Mankato, Minnesota, then, Jesus?
Well, because people here are stupid, Steve. Just because I'm not hiding doesn't mean I want to be found.
Still as wise as ever, I see. Ever thought about adding a commandment?
Just one. Stay off my dad-damn lawn!